Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today's topic is, when should you publish a podcast? I remember back in the old days when blogging was what every business was supposed to start doing, or else they were going to be left behind. There was a common response to the question of, when should your company start a blog? Yesterday was always the answer. And I see the same thing happening these days with podcasting. Podcasting is definitely the hot new thing, and so there's a ton of pressure to get a podcast for your business out or else. A little sidebar here, tangents. I'm often asked about, should we be using Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, etc.? And besides the time commitment and technical abilities to use all the platforms out there, one other issue people have is that they can feel like social networks and services like that come and go, so why should you put the time and effort into something when it'll just get replaced in a couple of years or less? And I definitely feel that as well. As a solo business owner, there's only so much time in the day or week to do these platforms and put in time on all of them. Besides serving my paying clients, when can I publish an Instagram story, write a blog post, send an email newsletter out, be active on my Facebook page, make sure I look busy, productive, and successful on LinkedIn, record a viral TikTok video, and send amazing tweets on Twitter? The reality is that I can't do all those things, and so you have to pick what works for you and what makes sense for your business or brand and go with it. That being said, there was an interesting quote I heard from Gary Vaynerchuk, a popular business entrepreneur, speaker of things. I don't know what he does, really. But he was talking about this idea of wasting time on a platform and how you shouldn't view it as wasted if or when the platform disappears. Here's the clip.
Social cam got hot, then it got bought, but it then died. And what I learned making content on there, where I never popped and got huge because it was 2 seconds old, was what I then used on Vine and why I decided Vine was going to be big. Vine got real big, as we all know, for a little while. I also didn't pop there either because I was still Gary Vaynerchuk, but I also started Grape Story. Then that happened. Vine got real, real big. And then Snap started growing. And I was like telling the Viners to go on Snap. I got Jerome to go on Snap, and he was like one of the biggest people. Logan crushed Snap, and then Instagram IGTV came, right? Stories, excuse me. What I learned along the way is what gave me the strategies that really mattered for me to be a great creator on IGTV. Right now, why I'm doing well on TikTok or I'm intuitive to it is I learned those things on Vine, making videos on your phone.
How to do it.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. You know, like the mobile phone's new. Just even the thought of it, like even the idea, the first time I'd ever done this, yo, you should buy Twitter ads and drink wine. The first time I ever did that was on Social Club. The first time I took a selfie was on Daily Booth. You know what Daily Booth is? You? Should have been Instagram, look it up. This is what I understand attention.
So don't feel like your time is wasted on a particular platform, even if it disappears. If you've done it well, the following and attention you've built up on that platform can follow you to whatever is next, provided you're able to bridge that gap. And the time you've spent developing your creativity, branding, and technical skills can only help you with whatever it is that comes next. Holograms or video, VR, who knows? Okay, back to podcasting. So when should you publish a podcast? Let's start with the big picture version of this question. You should start a podcast when you feel like you have something to say. Something that just doesn't work as well in a video or written form, or perhaps complements those mediums as well. You want to bring value to your listeners, especially if it's for a business. Now, if it's just you and a friend talking about your favorite movies or music or whatever, go for it right now. It'll be fun. You'll learn a lot as you go. But for businesses who have to consider marketing budgets, return on investment, and other boring words their accountants say, it's worth considering whether you have something of value to say. And what's valuable to one person might be completely boring or useless to another person. So don't worry if your friends or family don't necessarily get why you're doing a podcast. For a business, you're doing it for your clients or prospective customers, or to show the world maybe that you're an expert in a particular area. Just to give you some food for thought, here's some examples of different types of businesses and the corresponding kind of podcast they might consider doing. A coffee shop could do a podcast that's just a 3-minute weekly marketing blurb saying what their specials are and any events or that are on that week in their shop. Or stepping it up a notch, they could have weekly interviews with local artists, record the conversations on site at their shop with all the sounds of a coffee business in the background, maybe ending a 20-minute interview with a quick mention of specials that week. A shoe repair business could talk about the ways to repair and maintain your shoes, which might be interesting for some. Or they could talk with local walkers and runners about great places to get exercise and how to stay warm out there. A bar could have a weekly podcast interviewing upcoming bands that are going to be playing on their stage, call them on Skype wherever they are in the world and talk about their current tour and what they hope to bring to the local venue. A nonprofit could feature conversations with local supporters or interviews with people talking about the impact of whatever it is they do, or some combination of that combined with monthly episodes talking about ways to support the nonprofit. A home builder might talk about the behind-the-scenes work that goes into making sure a home is built exactly the way a customer wants, have an episode on each stage of a home being built, incorporating real customer conversations along the way, and then maybe branching out and highlighting some of their contractor stories that they work, people they work with, that, and the value and trust and expertise they bring to the home building experience. If you're a home theater installer, start a movie review podcast with some of your keenest customers, or just sponsor one locally. Put out a call to your clients and see if anyone is interested in starting one. Give them a budget, produce 10 episodes about their favorite movies, and the requirement being that they mention your business as a sponsor or link to your Instagram or website. Or you could be a podcaster who edits podcasts for other people. You might record a podcast talking about the benefits of starting a podcast. And then once the basics are covered, you might interview people who are using podcasting in interesting ways to show how podcasting is fun and could be a part of a business. Might have to write that one down for later. What I hope you're hearing is that there's lots of different ways for you to incorporate podcasting into a business beyond just replicating the boring, here's our specials this week that flyers and Instagram posts are doing right now. People will listen once or twice because they're interested in you, but they'll subscribe because you're telling a great story or giving them information they need to hear on a regular basis. And when someone subscribes to your podcast, that's when you've literally got their ear to talk to them on a regular basis in a way that email newsletters and social media marketing campaigns just can't compete with. Okay, so that was the big picture. When should you start a podcast? The practical question of when should I release podcast episodes is answered with a big, it depends. Of course, it depends on the style of podcast you have, the type of content you're delivering, how easy it is for you to put together an episode week after week. You can obviously adjust as you go, but you also don't want to set expectations and disappoint or confuse. Starting a podcast with your weekly look at home renovations and then releasing it every 3 or 4 months when you get around to it is not a great way to build the expectation that you're a reliable home reno company. It also depends on your target audience. If you think it will appeal to people on their morning commute to work, then make sure new episodes are out before 8 a.m. If it's something that's more appropriate on a weekend, then put it out on Friday afternoon so they have something to look forward to. For this particular podcast, I'm releasing new episodes Friday afternoon because that's what I know I can commit to doing. And for right now, at this phase of my own business, I have to be a bit selfish and smart about it. And on that note, I'm actually curious when you listen to podcasts. I've included a link to a type form that should be tappable or clickable in your podcast player app right now if it supports it, or follow the link in the show notes at podcast.lemonproductions.ca/9 to the form. It's just a few questions about what day and time of day you prefer for your own podcast listening experience. All right, that's it for this episode. You can find all the details for this show on the web, like I said, at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways to subscribe. You can reach me on Twitter at lemonproduction or on Instagram where I'm lemonproductionsca. This episode was written, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. My theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. And this episode's lemon food is lemon tart. The recipe link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.